Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. That's Dire Straits bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with Chris Bishop, and he's a writer, a speaker, and a technology expert, and a touring bassist rock star. Chris, thanks again for being here. We're talking about artificial intelligence for small businesses, and I, as you say, you know, I remind people that, AI is not a robot the way you think of robots, and that it's actually a tool that we can all be using right now, and that we already are using. We just probably don't know about it. We probably don't think about using artificial intelligence the way we do it. But talk to us a little bit about. Well, for one thing, if you do a search, folks, and you misspell the word, and it gives you what you want anyway, that's artificial intelligence, wasn't it, Chris?
Yeah, absolutely. And, I mean, things like the, you know, we're talking Amazon sort of a theme here in our conversation this morning, Jim. But, I mean, whenever if you buy something on Amazon, you know, those prompts that they give you around, you know, people who bought this also bought this, certainly around books. But also around, I mean, garden equipment, or when I look for electronic stuff on Amazon.
Any kind of a suggestion, any kind of, but also, but also following you, the creepy part, too, is artificial intelligence, too, sometimes, Chris.
I mean, even things like, so, you know, I was just in Boston at this AI event, actually, and I booked the Amtrak online, and their whole interaction now, their first choice, their first option is a chatbot, right? I mean, they call it Julie, I think, and she's got a picture, so you have a sense, you know, they've anthropomorphized it, so you think you're interacting with a human. But that's all artificial intelligence. That's all AI driving that interaction.
What? How does small business replicate that?
Well, so they're speaking in terms of solutions, right? I think of it as there are sort of three tranches or three groups, right, of sort of AI solutions. This is, you know, writ large at a macro level. There's a set of kind of niche applications that do a very specific kind of thing that aren't that expensive to deploy, that don't require a lot of data. There's a middle layer of solutions that are sort of API-based, that need to latch into a company's data stream or information. And those are a bit more complex, require more data, but deliver more value. And then the third is like IBM Watson and Google's TensorFlow, which are big, big enterprise-level tools. So they're probably not appropriate for this audience, but with any luck, some of those tools, like Watson, will be you know, simplified and made available on a software as a service kind of model, where you subscribe and take advantage of that kind of power.
So what would be, all right, let's talk about first steps, though. We got, someone's listening to you right now who says, I'm in, I want to be part of this, I want to have AI working for me. What's my first step? Where do I go?
Yeah, so you know what I would say, and I'm paraphrasing, but the sort of standard aphorism around AI is that data is the oil. So by that I mean you've got to, you know, the more data you have, the better you can take advantage of artificial intelligence. So what I would say is, you know, get in a room with your team and figure out where you have the most data. That's a place to start, because that's what you're going to use to drive this thing. And it could be wherever. It could be in sales. It could be in marketing. It could be in operations. Could be in customer service, could be in HR, you know, could be in any of a number of disciplines.
But that's human intelligence. How, once we find that information, how do we artificialize it? How do we turn it into AI?
Well, but that's data, right? So do you have, like, data around customers? I mean, like a fairly easy way to get in, for example, is if you use Salesforce. Now, I know that's typically an enterprise-level tool for you know, monitoring and managing sales, you know, interaction with customers,
yeah.
right? But they have like sort of an attachment, if you will, for want of a better Stein, that looks at your data and analyzes it and rationalizes it, and helps you make decisions about where to focus and where not to focus and what your next steps might be and,
mm-hmm.
You know, what information you might share based on responses.
So who's the competitor to Salesforce? Where would be a couple of places they could go besides Salesforce?
Well, I mean, there's other, you know, levels of customer relationship management tools. I actually use one called Less Annoying CRM, which is a cloud-based tool.
I like
and that.
The point here is to go to these platforms that are already built, that are already designed to give you a module, an app or a bot or whatever, to give you a module of their power, like when if you bought 365 from Microsoft or something like that, they're going to give you a module of this, and in the process of you using it, you will learn about how to leverage AI.
Yeah, yeah. And again,
that's
AI
a good first step.
You know, yeah, I mean, it might be a robuster, pardon my grammar, but version of like a predictive analytics tool,
mm-hmm.
for example. But the key is data. You've got to find, like, just, you know, be candid about where's the data? Where do we have
right.
a lot of information
right.
we can then
mm-hmm.
exploit?
Which would be, for example, it would be you got 150 customers. What did each one of them buy the most of?
Yeah, exactly.
And you have that information in your own records. That's the human technology.
Yeah, exactly.
You got to go sort out and build it in. Surely you've got a database that will help you with that. And if you don't, you need to get one. Chris Bishop will be right back. We're going to talk some more about how you can use artificial intelligence and mount the defense against the big guys.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.